All right, we have some major breaking news. Donald Trump's former national security advisor from his first term just had his home raided by the FBI after Donald Trump has spent years relentlessly attacking him personally on Truth Social, and after FBI Director Kash Patel himself published a quote-unquote hit list of people that he wanted to see taken down. Guess what? John Bolton was on that list. So I want to walk you through A to Z how there is no reality. There is no reality in which a functioning democracy can exist where the President of the United States and the people around him are targeting people for purely political reasons, are raiding people's homes with no justification whatsoever, and are opening investigations simply to ruin people's lives rather than to bring justice or further justice in America. So this topic needs to be approached with utmost moral clarity. We need to have a lot of moral clarity about this. No tiptoeing around and saying that both sides are responsible for this. No. What the Trump administration is doing is unprecedented, authoritarian, and we need to be very, very clear about that. If you appreciate the moral clarity that we bring, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. It genuinely means the world to me. And let's just start from the beginning. So it started off with this breaking news post. Breaking: the FBI has raided the home of former U.S. National Security Advisor and UN Ambassador John Bolton. The New York Post was the first to report the raid. We also learned that while John Bolton's home was being raided, he made a tweet on Twitter. So while he was actively being raided, there was one last post that was sent out. Yashar Ali reported it. He says, "This was posted on Bolton's account while the raid was in progress. You see, it's at 4:32 a.m. just this morning on the 22nd. It reads, "Russia has not changed its goal. Drag Ukraine into a new Russian empire. Moscow has demanded that Ukraine cede territory it already holds and the remainder of Donetsk, which has been unable to conquer." Russia has not been able to conquer that. "Zelensky will never do so, and meanwhile, meetings will continue because Trump wants a Nobel Peace Prize, but I don't see these talks making any progress." So John Bolton makes a great point, but criticizing the president's foreign policy is apparently a step too far today. Can I just build on this really quickly? Since Trump's meeting with Alaska, hundreds of more Ukrainians have been killed. More and more Ukrainians are getting bombed every single day. And that is because Putin's goal is to elongate the negotiation process, kind of like drag Trump along and say, hey, give it 2 more weeks before we do a ceasefire. And in doing so, he gains more leverage, kills more people, and gains more territory. Trump is being played like a fool. And listen, I disagree with John Bolton on everything, but I think he is spot on right here. Even Mike Nellis says, no love for John Bolton, which is totally fair. No love for John Bolton. But the FBI is raiding him for criticizing Trump's foreign policy. The government is being weaponized to silence opposition, and it's only going to get worse. Tommy Vitor of Pod Save America points out, "I'm not a fan of John Bolton. His constant advocacy for bombing countries in the Middle East and Latin America, or his general vibe. But this raid on his house is lawless, gangster, Putin-like stuff, and everybody should call it out." Something that I find very, very, you know, eerie is that just last week, Bolton was asked about being on Trump's enemy list, and listen to what he says.
"Before you go, we're about to talk about Trump's retribution campaign we're seeing at the FBI and the Justice Department. You're obviously on his enemies list, at least Kash Patel's enemies list. Are you worried that they're going to come after you in some way? I mean, he's hinted at it before."
"Well, I think he's already come after me and several others in withdrawing the protection that we had for from the Iranians for the attack on Qasem Soleimani. So I think, and I said in the new forward to the paperback edition of my book, I think it is a retribution presidency."
Donald Trump literally posted an image before he won the election, and it was a bunch of words in a collage. One of them was revenge, retribution. One of them was even dictator, I believe. That was very, very prescient. Let me show you the moment someone on Fox News, a former assistant FBI director, Chris Swecker, comes on Fox News, and they expect him to say, "Yeah, this is amazing, raid homes." But he goes, "You know, I've been talking to a lot of officials, and people seem quite skeptical about this raid in particular." Listen to the skepticism that this guy seems to bring on Fox News.
"But I will say, you know, I've consulted with several of my colleagues. We were the leadership team just before Comey. And we're looking at this a little bit skeptically because we were very heavily critical of the Mar-a-Lago raid. And just because you have the authority and the discretion to do something like this doesn't mean you should. So we're waiting. You know, we just don't want to see the FBI weaponized for the other side, if you will, just turning the playbook over.
Okay, no. Well, okay, yes. He says, for one second, we want to approach this with skepticism because you don't want to be politicizing our institutions. That's true, but then he implies that this is some sort of tit-for-tat and that the other side has already done it. And right there lies the main problem. Right there lies the moral clarity that we need to bring. This is not a both sides issue. When Democrats were in power, they did not target political enemies. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, honestly was pretty slow at doing everything he wanted to. The FBI was not under the control of Joe Biden, and when Mar-a-Lago was raided, it wasn't a political act. It was because the FBI had been requesting for a year to get those documents back from Trump, and he refused to give them. Adam Kinzinger, former representative, says, regarding the Bolton raid and the Trump raid, with Trump, the FBI had requested for a year that he give them the classified info they knew he had. This is not the same. This is not comparable whatsoever. Trump played cat and mouse on purpose. This reads, this is pure intimidation on Bolton. There will be no conviction. It's the raid that is the message. Nobody will be intimidated by Eyes McGee, he says, about Cash Patel. Speaking of Cash Patel, look at the hit list that he posted from his book. And by hit list, I don't mean people that he actually wants to like take out, but these are people that he thinks are part of the deep state and thinks need to be held accountable for no reason. There's not even any like allegations here. It's literally just names of Democrats. Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell. And if you notice, a few lines down, you see Bolton John, former national security advisor under Trump. Now, what if I told you that this Cash Patel list was made before Cash Patel even took office or even was a thought to be the next FBI director? What exactly does that signal? It signals that he had a pre-written list of people that he wanted to target, not with the evidence, not because of an investigation, not because of a warrant that they're going to have that reveals something insane, not because of something that they openly said. No. Cash Patel is just taking names off of an arbitrary list and trying to investigate or raid their homes. It could even potentially be to block the narrative about the Epstein files, which we will continue to talk about. I want to play this clip of J.D. Vance being asked about this. And again, I'm going to approach this with moral clarity and say, when he pivots to the Biden administration, when he says the other side weaponized the DOJ and the FBI, that is not true. Hunter Biden was investigated throughout the majority of Biden's presidency. Do you think Donald Trump would ever allow an investigation into Donald Trump Jr.? Do you think Pam Bondi would ever do that? It's just way, way different. Let's watch this clip.
As you know, Ambassador Bolton is a frequent critic of President Trump's. He's also on Cash Patel's enemies list. The administration has already revoked his security clearance, Secret Service protection. Is Ambassador Bolton being targeted because he's a critic?
Yes. Yes.
Of President Trump?
No, not at all. And in fact, if we were trying to do that, we would just throw out prosecutions willy-nilly like the Biden administration DOJ did, prosecutions that later got thrown out in court.
Notice how he immediately pivots to Biden. And please keep in mind, the only reason these prosecutions got thrown out in court is because Donald Trump took office and because he appointed loyalists who threw these cases out. If the January 6th case, or the fake elector scheme case, or the New York case, not the sexual assault one, but the other one about his homes, if any of these would have gone through, Trump would have been cooked. The Biden DOJ was not prosecuting anybody. In fact, I would make the argument that Merrick Garland was a little bit too steady-handed and that he wasn't aggressive enough to take care of our democracy and protect our institutions. At the end of the day, I just want to say a few things. Do not fall for the tit-for-tat framing that they use. Every Republican is going to say, well, this is basically just what happened under Biden. No. This is not tit-for-tat. This is authoritarianism arriving in a top-down way. You can't use the government as an instrument to target your political opponents. That is when the government begins to break. And at the end of the day, I just want to say, we will continue to double down and cover this relentlessly. I'm still in my hotel room. Over the past week, I've done, you know, my CNN hit. I'm in Omaha tomorrow with Senator Elizabeth Warren. I did a debate last night in Nashville. So we are just cooking. No time to stop, no time to waste. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.